Hi, thanks for holding. Is this Abraham?
Speaking.
Hi, Abraham. My name's Tina, and I'm one of the technicians in the department that handles pricing for your area. How are you?
Good, are you?
Oh, I'm excellent. Happy Tuesday, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so someone said in our morning meeting, Happy Taco Tuesday, and I thought, I like that even better.
Yeah.
So I know that you were speaking with Tara, and she's really good as far as explaining the program, but did you have any questions regarding where you're going to appear on the search results or how this works other than pricing?
I think it was pretty straightforward. You get posted on the first page. You continue painting, and you stay on the first page.
That's exactly right. And the reason being is that in order to stay on the first page, Google changes the algorithms daily. So every time you have our service, when a new revision comes in, you have a team of technicians here that updates your information and refreshes your data. And that's how we ensure that you never fall off the first page. And the main benefit for you is in the exclusivity, meaning that this position just became available. We are filling it today. So if it's something that you'd like to take advantage of, once we begin working with you, we'll actually block out the entire category, meaning that we cannot work with anyone else that does what you do. And I'm sure you can see the benefits of being on the first page in front of your competitors, right?
Yep.
Yeah, without a doubt, because that will maximize the jobs that come to you exclusively. So what I would definitely recommend for you would be what's called our Platinum Package. And what that would do is it would not only put you front and center on the first page of Google in a spotlight position, but it will also include some of the popular directories that are in your area, as well as the mobile platform. So, for instance, you know how most people these days do the searches from their smartphone?
Yep.
Oh, go ahead. You had a question?
I'm just trying to think how to say this without sounding rude, but I do sales as well, and I would just like to cut to the chase. You already got my attention. I just need to know the pricing.
Got it. Okay.
On my budget. I just didn't know how to communicate that, you know?
No, you're not communicating that in a rude way at all, and I respect that. So with your new in business rate, it would bring up everything all the way down to just a flat rate month to month of $299. The program comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in. So the initial investment would be $398. Okay. And then,
Okay.
You'll also have $398 initially. That's absolutely right. And then each month moving forward, it's just $299 flat. And that's the beauty of this program is as you grow your business and get more established, it's not going to matter if you start out slow and take on 5 jobs a month, or if you grow your business and take on 50 jobs a month. Either way, you're still paying that same flat rate, right? So I think that you're really, really going to love this program. So, I mean, with that being said, I'm sure it's something that you'd like to take advantage of and give a shot, and that way you can see how well it works, right?
Okay. So now, you mentioned about getting 5 jobs or 30. Does the calls get managed by Local Splash, or the Local Splash just manages putting me on the first page, and then it's just between me and the customer? You know, they find me, they call me, right?
Exactly. It's between you and the customer. So we don't, say, oh, this one is a really good lead, so we're going to charge him $50 extra this month. You know what I mean? So it's all inclusive within the program. So rather than paying per lead, you're in a spotlight position on the first page of Google, And with that, it's unlimited. And that's what I meant when I said it doesn't matter if you take on 5 jobs or if you take on 30 jobs, right? Either way, you're still paying that same rate.
All right. All right. Sounds reasonable, because right now I was paying $250 for leads that weren't going nowhere with Angie's leads. So I can cancel that and move that budget towards you. I just need to talk this internally with the person that manages the money before I can come in. Can you send me all this information to my email so I can just present it to that person?
Of course. What is your position within the company?
The owner.
Oh, okay. So you're the owner, and then you wanted to discuss with the person that handles the financial side of it?
Yeah, because I have an internal accounting.
Okay. So here's what I would suggest then, only because you're in San Diego, which is a highly competitive area for what you do. And it's not a sales tactic, Abraham. We have it on the terms and conditions on our website that we only work with one company per category per area, because that ensures that the one client that works with gets the maximum amount of phone calls. Because let's say that I would bring you on board and I would also bring a competing HVAC company on board. That would be like me and my husband going to an auction and bidding on the same item. Right? It's not going to make sense. It's not going to be profitable for anyone, right? So because of that, we have 40 technicians calling out and only one position available. And because of the profitability, a position of this magnitude, it will fill very quickly. Because of that, we do have a waiting list of clients all over United States and Canada that, you know, for some reason they couldn't participate when we reached out. And trust me, sometimes they call me back even within 30 minutes. But if the position fills within that time, we don't have a way to remove an existing client that we've agreed to work with in efforts to make room for them. So what I'm thinking, and you can tell me if this would work for you, is if you calculate that out, it only comes to about, what, $9 a day to increase your business. So I'm pretty sure that the person that does your accounting would be able to, you know, manage that. But if you want to get their blessing on it, so to speak, I wouldn't mind if you put me on hold and maybe called them on the other line. I can definitely wait for you.
The thing is that right now I'm 4 minutes away from a job that I got to do right now. So that's why I requested the information on my email so I can just forward it. They can read it. And then I'll just explain to them briefly on the phone, because I got to focus on this job that I'm going to do.
So is it mainly the program you're wanting to discuss with them, or the pricing because they handle the money, or what's your thoughts there? Or is it that they just have to cancel Angie's first and then you can start this? Or
just got to ask them if that will, because I have projects upcoming, so I need, the reason I have this person is to manage every single decision, you know? Let's say I want to purchase a tool, because right now I can tell you yes, you know, and give you my card and you charge me, but I don't know what that money is for right
already
now.
Already accounted for,
before.
I see.
Yeah.
I see, yeah, I understand what you're saying.
I can approve it right now, but if I needed that right now or something else instead of next week, you know?
How about we do this then? They allow me to do what's called a post-date as long as it's within one business day. So I could secure the position, block out the category, take your billing now. That would only take me about 90 seconds to 2 minutes. That way you can get to your job. But we wouldn't actually charge you until tomorrow. So that way you would have time to talk to your accountant. And if for some reason it's not in the budget, no problem. You just call me back later and we cancel it out and you wouldn't be charged tomorrow. But that way we have a way to block it off and ensure that, you know, it would be on reserve for you. Would that work?
No.
No?
No, not
okay.
Really.
So then let me do this. I'll send you the email, and, you know, I don't know what your time frame is as far as them getting back to you or whatnot, but you will have my contact information on there. That way you can call me when you're ready, and I'll check the availability at that time and see, you know, what we can offer you. So what's your email?
info@bluebaymechanical.com.
Okay. And what do you think the time frame is? Probably you just have to get out of that job and you know, put your heads together after you forward this email, right?
Yeah. I mean, okay. That email is that's the general email. They'll read it right now while I'm working.
Okay.
They'll read it.
So my name is Tina. My extension is 777. So, again, that's going to be on the signature on the email. But if they have any questions, just feel free to have them, you know, reach out to me as well, okay?
Yep, yeah, that's the next step. I'll just let them know to coordinate with that, you know, and then they'll take it from there.
Okay, and then if I don't hear from you, I'll circle back to the account in 2 hours if we do still have the availability, and then I'll follow up with you at that time, okay?
Sounds great.
All right, we have a game plan now, so I'm so glad that we talked. And in the meantime, have a really great rest of your day, too, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Of course. I will. You too. Bye.